My name is Brantley Watts. I am a writer and producer and director here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in documentary film, and I also curate a series called the Homespun Series, and I'm also one of the filmmakers in residence for the Atlanta Film Festival.
Yeah, good to see you again, baby.
I actually made a short documentary called Golden Child, and the film is about an artist here in Atlanta. His name is Sean Knight. He does a lot of street art, and it's found sculpture type work.
I love broken pieces. Yeah, that's, you know, it's not trash. It's not garbage. Our especially in American culture, we have a throwaway society. Everything gets trashed, gets tossed. You know, everything here has been discarded by someone at some point for it to get to me.
What I think is most interesting about Sean is that he actually does art battles, and he belongs to an art collective. So this group of artists will do these art battles where, you know, they'll each create several pieces and the audience gets to vote on which piece wins. But there are different rounds and there's a lot of different things that go on, and it's a lot of entertainment as well as just art.
Art shows kind of pull all the people together. It's kind of the gel of the city, because regardless of what music venue or genre of a show you're gonna go see on Friday night, if there's an art show, you go there first. So, you know, you kind of get a blending of the scenes through art.
My husband and I, we have a company called Half Pint Productions. For all of our interviews that we've done so far in our documentaries, we like to have a first-person narrative. Traditional interviews, you're going to have a camera, you know, kind of set up to the side, so you'll get a slight profile. You're not going to get direct eye contact with your subject. So we set up an iDirect, which is a box with a series of mirrors. And through those mirrors, the director or the person interviewing and your subject can actually get that first-person contact.
I am proud to announce the legend of Atlanta and the Claremont Lounge, Blondie!
More has happened to me than any stripper ever. Ever, ever.
I was a writer and producer and co-creator on a documentary feature called AKA Blondie.
32 years. That's a long time. We all learn from our mistakes, and we can't change our past.
It's about Blondie Strange, who is from the infamous Claremont Lounge here in Atlanta. The film really is a character study, and it kind of goes into peeling back the layers of who this woman is that we have kind of established as a local icon. What we were really trying to do with that film was to make Blondie more relatable and let people understand that there's so much more to her than this buxom, you know, performer.
I'm happy where I am. I really am. I'm really happy.
I am actually moving into the narrative world, which is kind of scary, but I'm really excited about it. I am writing a feature film. It's called Colors of Things. It's a Southern Gothic film about a woman who is in an abusive marriage who escapes. But her way of kind of coping with abuse is she actually, her way of dissociating is she focuses on the colors of life. And it kind of helps her to escape to a safe place or to something beautiful when she's encountering trauma or anxiety. It's actually been kind of amazing to write something like this, coming from a film like Blondie and doing Golden Child, to be able to actually write my own story and not have to pull it from somebody is, there's a lot of freedom in that.
I just shook a lot of hands,
seen a lot of faces,
got a lot of good friends in a lot of places,
rocked a lot of shows,
dropped a lot of dough,
now I gotta go,
man, it's all I know. I just shook a lot of hands.